is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. I love America. I do. I love every part. Not every part, but I love America. Not every part, but I love America. Like, I like Jacksonville. Hello, Jacksonville. What's up, Chattanooga, Tennessee? I see you. My friends at the track in Brooklyn, Michigan. And shout outs to people on the lake in Chicago. Yeah, my people in Boston. Thank God it's not wintertime. I hate it out there in the winter. I can't stand it. Hey, what's up, San Diego? My people in Dana Point. My people at Boise, Idaho, home of bodybuilding.com. Kansas City, people at Gates Barbecue. My people at the Metroplex. And my people in San Antonio. Shout out to my next door neighbors in Birmingham, Alabama. Okay. I like Seattle, Washington. Hey, my friends in Willow, Alaska. I love Toronto. Everybody hanging out on Yonge Street. Of course, people know I like the Inner Harbor. It's not a good thing. Anyway, I'll be hanging out with you for 2 more hours. The show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to our guest, Keith Smith, who joined us. Covers all things NBA for Spot Track and the Front Office Show. We got Bronny James and Cooper Flagg getting ready to be in action as the Dallas Mavericks take on the Lakers. A lot of people will be paying attention to that. We have our final Home Run Derby participants. We learned that Brent Rooker from the Oakland, damn it, they should be in Oakland, the A's. He is now going to be in a Home Run Derby next week. And Jazz Chisholm. Yeah, not the Yankee people won. It's not Aaron Judge. Jazz Chisholm will be in a Home Run Derby. That'll be fun to watch. And then we saw another guy from the Oklahoma City Thunder get paid. Jalen Williams getting himself a new contract as well. What is he getting? Bacha, how much is he? He's getting what?
The maximum, just what I got to say. He's up, I think, 287 is the max?
Yeah, I was getting ready to say it. I was like, that can't be. I'm like, it is. Damn. The type of things a championship will get. There's so much money in basketball right now. There's so much money, damn. Anyway, if you want to be a part of the show, you can do that too. You can call me 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app. You can hit rewind if you missed a minute or a second of the show. People listening on Sirius XM 375. People tuned in on their local affiliates. And if you got a smart speaker, you don't have to push a button. You don't have to lift a finger. You don't have to walk. You don't got to do nothing. Just ask your smart speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. There's so much more to get into as we continue on with the show. I want to talk about college football and the idea that a salary cap should be implemented. I want to talk to you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We're going to have a student from Morgan State University in Baltimore, who's going to come through and join us next hour to talk about the FIFA Club World Cup. So we have a whole lot more to do as we continue on with the show. And in a few minutes, man, I have to tell y'all why I cannot stand Robert Griffin III. I don't know the man. I've never met the man. I just find him to be highly annoying. He is just a pain in the ass. He's out here beefing with Angel Reese. Anyway, I'm going to get to that in a second. Let's pick up the phone lines, and I'm going to tell you what the heck went on between Angel Reese and RG3. Never in my life would I put these two in the same sentence, but I just did. 888-710-4ISN. Rashawn is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Rashawn?
What's up, JR?
How are you?
I'm all right, man. Heard you mentioning Morgan State. Shout out to Morgan State. You know, grew up right down the street from there. Even though I ain't go to college, that would have been my college of choice, you know.
Okay,
If I took that route, though. But anyway, man, I just want to talk about my smoking hot Baltimore Orioles. By the way, I was down in Atlanta last weekend for that series, man, 4th of July weekend.
Lovely.
Check out that nice ballpark, man. I love it, man. Yeah, it's like, I think it's nice. My favorite. Yeah, nice. It's a lot of stuff.
It's like they built
that
a.
Area.
It's like they built a mall. Well, they did build that specifically. They built a baseball stadium at an entertainment complex / mall. So yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, like I didn't realize you didn't have to leave that area to do nothing. You ain't got to go downtown Atlanta, Midtown. You can stay in that area. I went up to the PBR, was up there. All the girls was riding a little bull and spent a lot of hours, got a lot of drinks at the Yard House. It's right outside the stadium.
Well, listen, that neighborhood is nice, but ain't nobody going over there like that. I mean, come on, okay.
Listen, it was a different vibe. It felt like I was in Atlanta. There was a different vibe, man. You know,
yeah,
it wasn't none of that riffraff.
Hey, yeah, whoa, know? It's a mall, okay? It's everything else isn't riffraff, but it ain't the most. It's an interesting place. Let's put it that way. Don't dismiss the other parts of the city now, okay?
I've been there, done that with the other parts of Atlanta, you know, and all that stuff. So it was good, something different for a change. So,
it sounds like you've been to Flip Flop Sundays, Rashawn, okay?
Yeah, I've been there, done that.
Okay.
You know, my old's got that sweep down there last week, you know, and then we came home, faced the Mets. Lost a heartbreaker in extra innings on Tuesday night, though. But we got the doubleheader today, and as it stands right now, we 6 games out of the last wild card. And
bruh,
I think the Orioles can be the team, like just like the Tigers was last year.
Man,
going that run.
Let me know when the pitching comes together. Come call me in September, okay?
Oh, it's coming back. We're getting our ace back, Kyle Bradish, in another month or two, so
okay,
he'll be back.
And how many other guys in the rotation going to have ERAs of like 8?
Nah, man. Hey, we got y'all guy Charlie Morton from down there, man, that been doing his thing the last 8 games.
Charlie Morton stinks.
Oh, no. Look at his numbers, his past last 8 or 9 starts, though. Like, he had a rough start.
It's July. Let me know how his old ass holds up in August and September. Okay.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, I said it first, watch. You're going to eat those words, man, you know.
Maybe.
Later on in the season.
Possibly. I'm not putting money on it, but anything's possible. I'm not denying that. I'm not expecting it.
Yeah, it seems, you know, with a small market like the Orioles with this low payroll. And
small market.
Look, you got a team like the Mets that came to town. They played Juan Soto, all that money. You know, that's why I don't believe in really, you know, paying – giving these players $500-800 million, you know, because
it worked out for the Dodgers.
Yes, it did. Yeah,
it's worked out. The Yankees haven't won since 2009, but it worked out for them for the past almost 30 years. What are we talking about here?
Well, it's not going to work out for them this year, though. Like, Max Fried is falling apart.
We're not talking about this year. As an overall, you pay money, you got a better chance to win. You can be little engine that could, and every now and then hits. But, man, if you spend money, you got a better chance to win. Go ask the Pirates, okay?
Yeah, that's true, you know. Right, but sure. I'm just worried about paying that money for pitching. You see all these pitchers going out, got to get this Tommy John surgery. You got Blake Snell.
This is why I think, and this is a whole different conversation, and thank you, Rashawn, for calling from Baltimore.
All right, have a good one.
No doubt. This is why I can't stand baseball, because they pay all these guys all this damn money now. And because they're paying them so much money, they treat them with kid gloves. We don't see them actually go out there and pitch. And so it's a catch-22 in that regard. And the Orioles, man, just that's your team. Let me know how they doing in September. I ain't thinking about them right now. Come on, man. Orioles. Not thinking about that. Let me tell you something I am thinking about. And I did mention this. I am sick of RG3. And the only time I hear about RG3, the only time I hear about Robert Griffin III, is when I read wild stuff on the internet. Like, I go, oh, this guy's trending again. Man, it was only, you know, he's beefing with Angel Reese. Like, what are we doing here? You might recall it was, what, a month, 2 months ago? That Robert Griffin basically put a video up saying that Angel Reese hated Caitlin Clark. And she got beef with her. And then Ryan Clark, who has nothing to do with Caitlin Clark, no relation, obviously. Maybe not obviously. But he was on his podcast, and he's like, man, how can he say this? How can he talk about understanding a black woman and how a black woman feels, and he has a white wife? And it's just like, all right, bro, that's too much. That's too far. Ryan Clark then apologized. They went back and forth. Robert Griffin wasn't happy. I'd be upset, too. And then Ryan Clark was like, my bad, bro. I'm sorry. Okay. And so yesterday, it was revealed that Angel Reese is the woman on the cover of Botcher. Is it still 2K? Is it still 2K?
Yep, NBA 2K26.
Yeah. So Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is one of the athletes, cover athletes. Carmelo is there. And then Angel Reese has a cover as well. And so Robert Griffin, for whatever reason, unprompted, not prompted at all, he screenshot a post. He didn't share it. He screenshot a post of some random person on the internet, because random people exist, some random idiot, took her image and made her a chimpanzee, okay? Now, unless you've been living underneath a rock, you know that black people have been depicted by racists as monkeys and apes, which is one of the most disgusting things ever. So Robert Griffin III saw this on the internet, amongst the plenty of other probably disgusting things that he saw today, because the internet is a disgusting place in a lot of cases. And he decided to share this. It's like, okay, why would you share this? You could have just kept on scrolling, especially, you know, if nobody saw it. Apparently, this wasn't amplified. This was some random person with no followers that put up this image. Robert Griffin, who has a following, a big following, shared it. And he decided to say this. Remember what I said a few weeks ago, him beefing with Ryan Clark. Robert Griffin said, all right, this has got to stop. There's no place for racism in the world. Whether you like a player, Angel Reese or not, Angel Reese should never be called or be depicted as a monkey. Okay, sure, agreed. He says, I've been quiet on the Angel Reese front because she shared a video that aided in my wife, kids, family, and friends receiving death threats. Threats of physical harm to my family and friends, and threats of sexual violence to my children on social media and beyond. Okay. I don't know what this has to do with her being a monkey. He says, but that'll never be okay with me. I never attacked her or her family. I stated and backed up with clear basketball evidence that Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark. It's sports. Everybody won't like each other. Why is he bringing this back up? People in Angel's inner circle called me and told me I was right. And Angel Reese has grown to hate Caitlin Clark because of the media always asking her about Caitlin and being constantly compared to her. Some people made it about race, but I never did and never will. Instead of becoming the villain in anyone's story, I decided to just not. All that being said, Angel Reese or any black man or woman should never be called or be depicted as a monkey, ever. Stop it, says Robert Griffin III. If you hate Angel Reese because she is black, you are the problem. If you hate Angel Reese because you're a Caitlin Clark fan, don't turn it racial. There should be no space for racism in this world. I have never seen so much of a convoluted statement in my life. Why didn't you just shut the hell up from the beginning? Like, if you saw the image and five people saw it, if some random person saw it, why are you now amplifying it? So why are you trying to be Superman number one? Because he's not. He's patting himself on the back. And this is why Robert Griffin III is a pain in the ass. Why are you amplifying the negative message? Nobody would have saw it. Five people would have saw it. Now millions of people have seen it. Like, you're pushing buttons. Why are you going to talk about how racism and hate needs to stop? And then you're bringing up old issues and old problems that you have with her. Why are you pushing that button again? Why are you talking about how we need to stop racism and stop hate? But then you're bringing up the fact that, oh, her people told me that she hates Caitlin Clark. Well, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth. I know Robert Griffin played quarterback. I know he's taken some hits. We saw what happened to that guy's knee. Shanahan put him out there, basically ended his career, okay? He was supposed to be the greatest thing since sliced bread after his rookie season. But Robert Griffin III, he just has a tendency to keep putting his foot in his mouth, okay? He should just shut the hell up. You know what? Angel Reese, who I think she feeds too much into negativity, she decided to respond. She said, early this morning, lying on this app When everybody knows the first and last names of everybody in my inner circle for clout is nasty work. Okay, that's basically saying, shut up. Like, you don't know nothing. She said Robert Griffin III is a liar. Call him a liar. And I don't know if he's a liar. I just know he's dumb at this point. Like, stop. You know, people over the years have been attacked and called terrible things for calling him names, right? A couple years ago, Rob Parker said he was a cornball. Yeah, okay. I mean, what he did today was a cornball move. I agree. Okay. Ryan Clark went a little too far in talking about his wife and apologized for it. But the premise, I think, is starting to show itself to be true. Robert Griffin is on an island. And the only person that he cares about on that island is himself. And long enough, if you're on an island long enough and you start shouting and nobody hears you, you should probably just shut up. I don't know who likes this guy. I don't know who wants to hear from him. And just stop. Just stop. You're not the law. You're not the governor. Yeah, everybody with a cell phone and Facebook and X has an opinion. Damn it, I have an opinion. I get paid for my opinions. I got paid for my opinions on the internet, okay? I found a way to make money. I don't knock him or anybody else for making money. But please, make what you say make sense. Robert Griffin III is a pain in the ass, and he should shut up. I'm not calling him a cornball, but today he acted like one. Stop it. Ryan Clark may have been right partially. Shouldn't have talked about the guy's wife. Robert Parker called him a cornball. Today he acted like one. Please, RG3, shut up, man. Shut up. Shut up. Botcher, remember when Will Smith told...
Chris Rock. Yeah.
Told Chris Rock to keep his wife's name out your mouth. I hope that RG3 just shuts up about Angel Reese. Stop. Why does he keep bringing this up? Like, nobody's talking about this. Why is he bringing this up?
Because people see it and it gets attention.
What is he, an attention whore? Like, what's his problem?
Probably.
I know he's not on ESPN anymore. Is he on Fox? What is he doing?
Doesn't he still do college stuff?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to him. I don't know. You need that much attention? Damn. You made money. You're still making money. Just shut up. Worry about what's going on in your house, okay? Stop worrying about Andrew Reese. Enough already. Please. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sport. Am I wrong? Does Robert Griffin need to shut up? Like, I haven't heard one person, one specific media person talk more about Angel Reese than him, even when it's unprompted. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. What are your thoughts on Robert Griffin and what he said about Angel Reese? And just, I'm sick of the guy, okay? Go do something. Go throw a football. Go find some good knees somewhere, okay? 888-710-4ISN. I'm going to take a break before I lose it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Right before we went to break, I told you about one of the latest internet beefs, okay? Robert Griffin III decided to open up his mouth about Angel Reese again, okay? Unprompted, well, you might recall a couple of weeks ago he went on about how Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark. Ryan Clark then responded, and then these two guys had an internet beef. You would think that everybody was just in high school. Ryan Clark brings up the fact that Robert Griffin has a white wife. Ryan Clark then apologized. He's like, why are you getting in the middle of talking about a black woman and how she feels and you got a white wife? It's like, whoa, that's a little too much. Ryan Clark apologized, to his credit. today, unprompted, Robert Griffin went on the internet and he shared a racist photo depicting Angel Reese as being a monkey. A photo that wasn't tagged. He just saw it. He found it and he decided to make a soliloquy out of it. He's like, racism is wrong. No black person should be depicted as a monkey. And he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, a couple weeks ago, somebody from Angel Reese's camp hit me up and said, yeah, she does hate Caitlin Clark. Why are you bringing this back up? Why are you highlighting a racist image? Like, hey, that's like me if I saw an image of Hitler on X and I just randomly decided to share. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, by the way, folks, just racism and the Holocaust and all of this is just wrong. And oh, yeah, by the way, you know, remember that guy who did this last? Like, what are you doing? Robert Griffin III is just all over the place. Let a sleeping dog lie. Okay. It's like in one hand, he's trying to be the courageous crusader. And then on the other hand, he's like, well, now I'm also going to take the time to bring up the fact that she does hate Caitlin Clark. What does it have to do with anything, bro? Just stay in your corner and shut up. Damn. 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. Man, God bless him. He's doing it to make money. I guess I'm helping him. But he needs to shut up, please. I can't recall anybody so much. I mean, even Gilbert Arenas, I particularly can't stand. Some of the things that he says, I find disgusting, but RG3 is just like, let me stand on my soapbox. Watch me put my feet in my mouth. 888-710-4ISN. Sam is calling up from Knoxville. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, Sam. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm great. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I just got 2 points I want to make, maybe contradicting a little bit what you're saying here. So I wanted to hear your thoughts on what I'm thinking with it. And 2 points I wanted to make on it. So one was, you said, you know, he shouldn't have retweeted it. He brought attention to it when he should have never done that. I feel like making that an issue on a nationally broadcasted station on somebody that may have not heard about this or doesn't have X or doesn't see it is even shedding more light on it. So now, you know, people that didn't know about it are going to go look at it, which would shed more light on it. So it's almost the same thing that he's doing.
No, I don't think so, Sam. It's my job to talk about the news in the sports world and what's out there. And so naturally, I'm going to talk about some of the biggest stories. This is something that was trending all day long. Okay. Unfortunately, I've had to talk about way worse things than the nonsense that RG3 decided to go ahead and share today. So I will definitely disagree on that one.
Sure. We'll agree to disagree on that point. I guess the second point being would be that, you know, if it is that big of an issue, and I guess this sort of plays into you could use the same, I guess, rebuttal that I'm saying for your first point to this one that I'm making is that if it's that big of an issue, why not just mute it? You know, why not ignore it? You know, why not just shut him off, mute his Twitter, mute his X, whatever. And I'll hang up and listen to your thoughts on that. I appreciate you letting me on.
No doubt, Sam. Thank you for calling from Knoxville. Well, Sam, this is a Sports Talk radio show. And why are you listening? You want to listen because you want to learn? I'm entitled to have an opinion about a guy saying something stupid and just shutting up. He's not the first person I think has done something ridiculous. And maybe if this wasn't, I don't know, maybe the second or third time that he's put his foot in his mouth, I wouldn't feel that way about him. But I find him to be, at this point in time, an attention whore. I'm entitled to go ahead and share my opinion. That's what I am paid to do. And I certainly have a platform. I can come and chat about whatever I would like. This was a big story in the sports space, and I decided to talk about it today without a shadow of a doubt. And so, yeah, I mean, whether it's a matter of racism, unfortunately, I had to sit here and talk about sports through COVID and all the other disgusting things that came through as a result of that, through that horrific time in history. And so, yeah, there have been worse things than me sitting here saying that RG3 is just talking out of both sides of his face. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Will is calling up from here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sportbeat Show, Will. What's up?
JR, what's happening? I think RG3, he's just seeking attention, as you said. I won't use the word that you use. Promise your producer I wouldn't, but I think it's just the effects of social media. People feel like they have to share every thought, every feeling with the public as if people care. And most people don't care. It's giving people an overinflated feeling of self-importance.
Correct. Correct.
And,
yes.
And I think that's what the issue is. But briefly, if I may, can I say something about women's basketball? Because I never hear this said. I don't have any daughters that play, and I've enjoyed watching women's basketball for decades. I was actually in the building, Phillips Arena, when they used to kind of cut the arena in half, and we lost to Minnesota. We lost to them twice, but we lost to Minnesota. The WNBA has always been a great brand of basketball, and God bless Caitlin Clark. I'm glad she's bringing eyes to the sport, but it's shameful that it took her to bring eyes to the sport. These women have always been tremendous athletes, tremendous basketball players, and I just want to say that I'm a man. I don't have any daughters that play, and I watch it, and I enjoy it.
Why?
And maybe more people should.
So let me add, I agree with you. Why is it a shameful?
It's shameful because I was trying not to. It's shameful because I think part of the reason why she brings eyes to the sport, and I said God bless her, it's the same reason why a white heavyweight fills the arena, if that makes sense. You understand what I'm saying? There's this great white hope syndrome. And I was trying not to go there, but you brought me there.
It's not
her fault. It's not her fault.
Well, I don't think so. I think most definitely, especially when you think about the conversation, race has definitely been a factor between her elevation, between Angel Reese and herself, Caitlin Clark. I'll agree with that. But I think for the most part, whether the person, the athlete, happened to be black or white, I think one of the reasons that people really go ahead and tune in is because she's doing things on the basketball court from a woman's perspective that we haven't seen before. Do I believe it aids her that she happens to be a white athlete? Yes. I mean, we got a Cooper Flag running around right now. I mean, yes, in the game of basketball, white Americans happen to be a minority. And so, yeah, if somebody has somebody that they can root for and go ahead and relate with, yeah, they're going to go ahead and elevate them. But I wouldn't call it shameful.
But that's precisely my point, JR. I remember watching Angel McCautry. She was my favorite player. She could get you 20 points with a blindfold on. I remember when I was a boy watching Cynthia Cooper and Cheryl Swoops run up and down the court. She's not doing anything that has not been done. I mean, maybe numbers-wise, because she shoots more threes. No, she shoots more threes.
Well, as an athlete and as a basketball player? Well, slow
come
down,
on.
Will.
Come on, JR.
Will, slow down. That's not what we're talking about. You kind of just said two separate things, okay? I've interviewed Angel McCautry, okay? She's right here in Georgia. You said she's not doing anything different. But she can shoot threes. Nobody has shot threes like her. We haven't seen that. Cynthia Cooper wasn't out here shooting threes like her. She wasn't bombs away from half court. The fact is, what she's been able to do on the basketball court as a woman, we have not seen. You just said it. Okay, yeah, there have been amazing basketball players, tons of them. Okay, we can go on and on about some of the amazing talent that we've seen in the WNBA. But I think you would agree, we haven't seen anyone play like her and do what she's done. For all the great basketball players that we have from a male's perspective, a woman's games perspective, Nikola Jokic isn't Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain is not, I don't know, Hakeem Olajuwon. Hakeem Olajuwon was not Shaq. We can go down the list. We have plenty of greatness comes in different forms and fashions. I ain't never seen nobody play like Michael Jordan. I saw a guy close named Kobe who modeled his game after him. But when it comes to Caitlin Clark, we haven't seen anybody run like this. Hey, Will, thank you for calling from Atlanta.
I appreciate it, JR.
No doubt about it. From right here in the ATL. It's the JR Sportbeat Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. When we come back, you know what? Since I told you about an announcer that I don't like, I'm going to highlight an announcer that I do because he has a new job. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break. But right now, here's somebody else that I like. It's Rich Ackerman with a newsflash.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888 710 4ISN. Before we went to break, I told you about Robert Griffin III is back and forth with Angel Reese about how much she hates Caitlin Clark and who's lying and who's not. It's like being back in high school. It's ridiculous. I wish Robert Griffin III would just call it a wrap. Just be quiet, man. Relax. Just give it a break already. We get it. How many times are you going to repeat yourself? Just shut up about it. Anyway, I want to tell you about an announcer that I do like. We learned earlier today, we learned months ago, that Amazon is going to be one of the biggest distributors for NBA content. NBA games, you're going to be able to watch NBA games on Amazon. I don't know what day of the week. I have no idea. We know that it's coming back to NBC. The NBA will be on NBC and Amazon. And Batra, what am I missing? Something else, right? ESPN still?
ESPN, Amazon, probably going to have...
Peacock.
Yeah, Peacock is... What is Netflix going to get a game, maybe?
Nah, I don't think Netflix has a game. No, that's the NFL territory, man. Yeah, I think it's those three. Now, I don't know what day Amazon is going to have games. And they've started to share some of the lineup of the broadcasters. So, for instance, Dirk Nowitzki is going to be one of the commentators on Amazon. Ian Eagle is going to do play-by-play. Michael Grady, I think from Minnesota, is going to contribute there. Brent Barry just named as a game analyst. Stan Van Gundy named as a game analyst. Del Curry. Del Curry is with the Hornets, broadcaster for the Hornets, also one of their analysts. And then an announcer that I actually like, Kevin Harlan. Oh, this guy's crazy. I love Kevin Harlan. He's some of my favorite sports calls of all time. Like when he flew, or not when he didn't fly anywhere. When LeBron James flew over Kevin Garnett and basically said that he had no regard for human life. I can't say it like Kevin Harlan, so listen to him do it from TNT.
Garnett comes out on LeBron. Now they switch, and here's Pierce again. A Smith screen. Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life has given the Cavaliers their biggest lead tonight.
Yeah, one of my favorite calls of all time. And then there was that time on Monday Night Football where there was a cat on the field. And he couldn't just say, hey, by the way, the game is delayed because there's a cat on the field. Kevin Harlan had to hype it up. He had to make it entertaining. This is what he said on Westwood One.
He's walking to the three. He's at the two. And the cat is in the CDW red zone. CDW, people who get it now, a policeman, a state trooper has come on the field, and the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown. And the cat is elusive, kind of like Barkley and Elliott. But he didn't know where to go. Look, they're trying to corner him, and they got him in the end zone. There are state troopers all around this cat, which now climbs up into the stands. And the fans are running for their life. Now it goes back on the field again. And it's running in the back of the end zone. And it runs up the tunnel.
And then it runs up the tunnel. Yeah, man. Kevin Harlan is great. Well, Batra, you said you don't like him, right? Was that true?
No, I do like Kevin Harlan.
Oh, okay.
As I say, dare I say he's better than Mike Breen as of now.
Better? I don't know. Well, they're different. Does somebody have to be better? They're just different.
I prefer Harlan's style, to say the least.
You want the exciting style?
Yes.
You want video game style?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, yeah, well, Kevin Harlan, he's not everybody's cup of tea. Some people find him to be a little too eccentric when it comes to his calls. Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, speaking of eccentric, he's not eccentric. He's just electric. Right now, I told you, we got this game in Las Vegas between the Lakers and Dallas. Cooper Flagg making his professional debut. People are hyping up the fact that Bronny James is there as well. Cooper Flagg opened up the scoring with a slam dunk. He stole a ball, split the defense, went the other way, one-handed jam. Pretty impressive. Also, congratulations to Bronny James. He had a little step back three as Cooper Flagg couldn't catch him coming around the screen. And so, yeah, Anything? Is there anything else that people care about in this game, Botcher? No, right?
If Dalton Knecht can actually develop into a spot-up shooter and capable role player for the Lakers.
People are paying attention to that?
Lakers fans, at least. And then the Mavericks, I don't even know if they have anyone on their actual team playing, besides for Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, who knows? Nobody cares. They did show Jason Kidd was sitting around watching Cooper Flagg. The assistant coaches pretty much are the ones who go out here or not. They're the ones who coach these things. So, yeah. And we ain't got no stats. We ain't got no numbers yet. So don't worry about them. It's summer league. People are going to have a fit. They're going to exaggerate. They're going to have a problem with whatever takes place anyway. I can't even recall what Victor Wembanyama did in his first summer league game. But he didn't have a great game. And people were out here killing this guy. Oh, Victor Wembanyama is going to suck. Oh, he can't play in the league. Oh, he's going to have trouble in his first year. And these are the conclusions that people were drawing off of a summer league game. I'm like, come on now. Bronny James, I told you, he had his first summer league game. He had 10 points in his last summer league game. He had two. And so what am I to surmise about Bronny James besides his game is still somewhere in the middle? And this is against subpar talent. We barely got guys in the summer league that are going to be a part of NBA rosters that are actually going to get minutes. So we can go ahead and just stop it. I mean, damn it, we may not even see Cooper Flagg. Maybe he'll play in one more game just to appease the fans that showed up to watch this. I mean, tonight's game got tickets going for $3,000. A little much. I'm not paying that. And we learned tonight that I'm not paying $3,000 to see a basketball game. Botcher is not paying, $125,000 to stay at Michael Jordan's house. Did we learn anything else today, Botcher?
About saving money? Don't be dumb. That's about it.
Don't be dumb. Okay. No take. And speaking of dumb, it took a while for us to get more news. It took a while for us to get the story. Oh, my goodness. Terrible turn. You can't make this stuff up. Najee Harris, the man injured his eye after a fireworks mishap at a 4th of July event, his agent told Adam Schefter. The injury was superficial, and then Najee Harris is expected to be ready for the upcoming NFL season. Now, what does that mean, superficial? I mean, he burned his eyebrow off. Did he split his eyelid? Did they sew it back together? I mean, that means there's no problem with his eye. I mean, what are we doing here? Hendrickson said the mishap resulted to injuries to several attendees. Oh, here we go. Here we go. One person was hospitalized after he lost fingers in the incident in Antioch, California. Yeah, this Najee Harris just signed a 1-year deal with the Chargers after, being out in Pittsburgh. People have not learned from Jason Pierre-Paul. Like, people have not learned from a guy who had his fingers blown off. Botcher, look, fireworks are nice. People do them all the time. People handle fireworks and have no idea what they're doing. Okay, I'm one of those people. I would not pick up a firework because I know I'd blow my fingers off, blow my eyes off. I'm not doing it. Like, I don't want to be around people blowing off fireworks. You know, you live in a big city, you live in any city, you live anywhere. It's enough that you hear them. It's enough that you see them. But, man, I'm just not going. I don't understand how people crowd around when somebody lights fireworks. Like, what are we doing?
Well, I could see that, but it's the art of the game. It's the adrenaline rush that you get from lighting it and then having to proceed to run away. I don't know why they're buying fireworks that they have to actually hold in their hands. Isn't there usually like ones that have an extended place where you can light it?
There's so many different types and kinds of fireworks. And of course, we don't know the details of what happened to Najee Harris and his eye. We don't know what he did. We don't know if he was just a bystander. We have no idea. We don't know the details. All we know is that he has a superficial injury with his eye, which means somehow, some way it looks ugly. Did he get popped in the eye? I don't know. Did it get burned? Who knows? We don't have the details. And I'm pretty sure if we see him, maybe there'll be signs of an issue. Or who knows? I would just think if you're a professional athlete and it's time for fireworks, the first person that would come to my mind is Jason Pierre-Paul. Like, I don't want those problems. The guy lost. He had to wear a club on his hand. I don't even know. What, he got 2.5 fingers over there now? It's just ridiculous. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. People are going to do some stupid stuff over the weekend. We learned that. We got guys getting arrested, people getting burned with fireworks. Just what a world. When we come back, I'll give you an update on what the heck is going on with Cooper Flagg. We'll talk about a bunch of things that took place today in sports. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then we're going to have a chat with one of the students from Morgan State University in Baltimore, Maryland. A couple of the students have been covering the FIFA Club World Cup. We'll talk about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network.